Welcome to Planes, Trains, and Kids Abroad. I'm your host, Erica Budd, and my goal is to inspire you to travel with your kids to other countries. From single parents to families of eight, each experience is different, and each person provides a different perspective. If you like the show, please leave a podcast review and help other listeners to find the show. And don't forget to check out my award-winning picture book, Travel Rangers Mission to Australia, and take your kids on an adventure to learn about the country and culture of Australia. Trust me, your family will not want to miss augmented reality technology that brings the book to life. Now, let's meet our next guest. Hello, we are doing things differently this time. Usually I have a guest on the show, but this time I thought I would bring myself and Hayden. So for those of you who don't know, this is my son Hayden. He is 9 years old. And the reason why we're on the show as our guest is because right now we are in Barcelona. And it's not just a normal trip. We are here for a total of a month, which is, it's not as much of a vacation as it is. We are trying to live in another country for a little while. So we are from Chicago. We're from the suburbs of Chicago. Right now we're staying in the city of Barcelona. Gracia is the neighborhood that we're staying in. I was lucky enough to find this area because one of the previous guests on the show, Rich, he lives in Barcelona. And I reached out to him and he helped me find a safe neighborhood. So I would say that going to another country, knowing where it's safe, that was a big key for me, especially traveling with Hayden. I've been to about 30 countries. This is Hayden's fourth country. Hayden started traveling when he was five. We went to China and Australia. Last year we went to Ireland. Right now we're in Spain. So why am I doing this? Why a month? Honestly, it was because of my guests that I've had on the show. So hopefully you've listened as well to previous shows. Basically, I had a mom on the show, and she was traveling with her daughter to Mexico. So if you haven't seen that, we do have a single mom that traveled and moved to two different countries. She moved to Mexico, and she lived in Korea, Lydia. She was a huge inspiration to me. And as a single mom, I think I hear a lot of people who do world schooling, and they think it's okay if you really want to do it, just pick up and go. Well, I'm a divorced mom. So I can't just pick up and go. My son's father is a big part of our lives, and I can never do that to him. Now, in the back of my head, I also had Andreas, who hopefully you've listened to his show, and he mentioned that, you know what, if his dad understands how important it is to live in other countries and experience other countries, he'll let you go. So they both gave me the courage because I had wanted to live in another country. And yes, it's only a month, but it's still a month. I'm still experiencing. I'm still living it here with him. Anyway, they gave me the courage, and the way I looked at it was, worst case scenario, that my son's father would say no, right? I mean, when it really comes down to it, that was the worst thing that could happen, is I would do this, he would say no, I'd at least try. Anyway, I did ask his father, and surprisingly, his father, you know, I will say that his first reaction was, you know, I want to be selfish, but I know how good this will be for Hayden, so as long as you go to a safe country, I will definitely consider it, which I was okay. I mean, the most we ever do is in the summer, a week at a time, where he'll have him for a week or I'll have him for a week. Because I go out of the country, we usually go up to like 2 weeks, but that's the longest I've ever taken Hayden. And it's different though. We're on trips. We're doing vacations. This isn't a vacation. This is taking him out of school. So right now it's March. Hayden's school is on spring break right now, but we've been here for 2 weeks already. And he wasn't on spring break. So it was a big deal to me to take him and for his father to let me take him. So that gave me the courage. I found a safe spot. I chose Spain because I am part Mexican and Spanish, and I've been really trying to teach Hayden Spanish. So I wanted to go to a Spanish-speaking country. I felt safest to come here, especially with Rich helping me find a place to go. So that's how I chose Spain. And his dad felt safe with me taking him here as well. Now, it's not the cheapest country to live in. I'm not going to lie. Mexico was the first country I was looking into, and it would have been a lot cheaper to go there, a lot cheaper, which kind of brings me to, how am I affording this? I don't have the money for this trip. I'm not going to lie. I don't have the money for this trip. I am a self-published author, and I'm a podcast host, and neither one of those make a lot of money. So honestly, I am here because when I was in the corporate world and I was saving money, I just saved my money, my retirement money, right? And while people might think that's crazy, that's what I'm using right now. And it's because I am definitely one of those people that life is too short and I don't want to always wonder, I wish I could have, or when I retire, I'll do this, or one day I hope I can do this. I definitely do believe that you never know what life brings, so you just have to do it. And money comes and goes, but these experiences will not. And who knows? I mean, who knows if I'll ever be able to do this with Hayden again? So that's how I'm here. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have something to rely on. And yes, I am working a little bit here on my book stuff, but like I said, that's not exactly making me money. So this is purely live the life that I want to live and find a way to make it happen. And if it means using my savings, then it means using my savings because life's not guaranteed. Anyway, so living, how is it different than a vacation? So the first week that we were here, my mom came to visit. And so we did a lot of the touristy things, which is fine. I am definitely one of those people that no matter where I go, I believe the touristy places are touristy for a reason. So we did a lot while my mom was here. And we had a really good time. and when we got here, I mean, Hayden was occupied. So it was really easy. It was like a vacation, right? When your kids are occupied because you're doing a lot. I mean, we saw the Basilica, La Sagrada Familia Basilica, which that was your favorite, right? We went to beach towns. We went to Gaudi's houses. So we've been doing a lot. But now that my mom's gone, our days are different, right? We have an apartment. We just got an Airbnb. We cook. We go to the stores every other day because I'm not used to that. I'm used to our stores in the States where we go shopping once a week and not every other day. And even because the carts are smaller, Hayden, last time we went shopping, I tried to get as much as I possibly could so I didn't go to the store every day. And Hayden said he was embarrassed because they give you smaller carts. And our cart was full because I was trying to make the most of it. And of course, I have to carry this back because I don't have a car. And most people are carrying their food everywhere as well. So we're both carrying our big old bags. Hayden was embarrassed, but I'm used to shop. I'm not a big shopper, so I'm used to shopping once a week, and we have no choice, basically. So we're living here. Hayden has signed up for Spanish classes. So we walk our 40 minutes each day to a woman's house where she teaches Spanish. And
you like that, right?
Yay.
So Hayden loves his classes. So we're doing that. And we are taking public transportation everywhere, which I know you could do on vacation as well. But I just learned today that I got the wrong pass because I didn't know I was in multiple zones. I was in one zone and I could have gotten one zone pass. But as I met a mom today, she told me that. But anyway, we're taking the local transportation. We are really don't every day. We don't have something planned. We're just kind of living. We are eating dinner at 9 o'clock at night and going to bed. Actually, we're going to bed at close to 1 now, and 1 in the morning and sleeping in. And I'm also doing that to kind of stay in the time zone since we're only here for a month. I wanted it to be easier for us to adapt when we got home, because as soon as we get home, Hayden's back in school. And we're also doing my best to, I tell you, you record something with your child and that's when they decide to do everything. Right? Everything noisy, everything that they possibly can, they never do unless you're recording. Anyway, so yes, that has been the hardest part with being here so far is Hayden not. I mean, once now that all the fun stuff is done, now he's like, yeah, now what? I don't have friends to play with. What are we going to do? And he's fine with kind of being a bum for a little bit, but he's very social. And we did go to the park our first day. He was very intimidated, but he went out there and he played because none of the kids speak English, right? And so it's very intimidating to go to play with kids and meet new kids when you don't have, when you're not speaking the same language. So he did push himself to do that, and I was very proud of him. But then when it came back to going to the park, he had no desire to do it again. So I realized we are now on our third week, and it's really starting to affect him and actually me too, not having anyone out here. I will say that that's, I think, the hardest part is my mom. You know, my mom left, so it was nice that she was here. And now it's been a little over a week that she's been gone. And now I think it's affecting both of us. So that's something to, I didn't you don't think about. But I think that's different with living here versus vacationing. So today and yesterday, I spent a lot of time joining different Facebook groups. And luckily, I found two parents with kids the same age that we're going to meet this weekend. So I think that'll be a real bonus for us. But it's also something that you don't realize how it's going to affect you until you're there. So if we did this again, which, you know, I would love to kind of do this again. If we did this again, then that's something that I would try to plan ahead of time, because if I would have done this earlier, we could have already had some play dates when we first got here. And I think that would have really helped. When we first decided to do this, I did worry about how Hayden would take it. A month is a long time for a kid, especially to be away from their friends. I was kind of hoping, let's see how we do for a month and maybe in the future we can expand it. But when I first brought this up to Hayden, Hayden was like, sure, Mom, okay. Not really with the concept of how long the month was. And then as it got closer, he said, Mom, I really don't want to go for that long. Let's just go for a couple weeks. And so I just told him that if he hates it, then we'll come home. But I think that's the reality of when you are taking your kids, is how they're going to react. You have to take that into consideration. But at the same time, they don't quite understand how they're going to feel. All they know is, I'm leaving my friends. I'm leaving what I know. I'm leaving my comfort zone. And their natural reaction is to go, yeah, no, thank you. I don't want to. I want to stay with my friends. So luckily, once I told Hayden that we could come home if he hated it, he was okay. Last week, Hayden was really starting to get homesick after 2 weeks, and he was really starting to get sad and wanting to go home. And then by the end of the day, it would change. But then yesterday, he'd go up and down. Honestly, he'd go up and down. He talks to his friends on chat, and that really helps. But this morning, he woke up and he said, you know what, Mom? You're right. Our time here is almost down. We really had to make the most of it, because when we get home, it's going to be as if we never did this. And I was, wow, that's really, he's like, yeah. And I know what he means. I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen, but what he means is when we go back, we're just going to go right back into our routine of life and it'll be like we were never here. So it was that, I was like, wow, okay, he does get it. This is affecting him. He does understand. And yesterday when I said something like to my mom, I think I was talking to my mom and I said, you know, he's getting homesick and he's yelled in the background. No, I'm not. I love it here. So I think it's important to remember that too, that kids, you know, say things, but you kind of have to take it and with a grain of salt, because not that they don't have those emotions, but they do go up and down and ultimately they are getting something from it. So when I first decided to do this, I decided this all and booked it. And we were here within a month, not something a lot of people can do. But honestly, until I spoke with Lydia and Andreas, I had no intentions of doing this right now. I was thinking maybe I'll do like a summer in Italy. And then when my whole thought process changed and speaking with them and the idea of world schooling with Hayden, and I realized, like, okay, well, if I'm going to do this, I have to do it now, because Hayden's getting really into baseball and his baseball season starts. And I didn't want to take that away from him. And his baseball season starts, we're going to miss like the first week of practice. So I had to go now. And you know what? It's, you know, things weren't exactly lining up as I had planned. I was planning, Lydia had actually mentioned workaway.co, workaway.info, something. And that was a way that you can live in somebody's house, and a lot of them will either, like, maybe you can nanny or you can do some work around the house or help their kids with English. So I was planning on doing that. That's great. Sign me up. I won't even have to pay for where I am. This is ideal. The problem is that there wasn't enough notice, so I couldn't find any families. And the other problem is that this time of year, while it's great because it's not as expensive for my Airbnb, I've realized high season here starts right after Easter. So because of that, I was able to get a more affordable place in Barcelona. But also because of that, there weren't a lot of families that wanted me to stay, because a lot of them were looking for people with help over the summer or for longer periods of time. So that's something to keep in mind. There's also flex jobs, which I know Lydia mentioned as well, but I didn't want to work too much here. I only have a month here. So I really wanted to, I mean, I knew I'd be working for like my book and podcast stuff while I was here, but I didn't want to work because Hayden's here. He's not working. Oh, That's true. That's not true. He is working. So for school for Hayden, I went back and forth between homeschooling, taking him out of school and homeschooling him, or just taking him out of school. And that was a really hard decision for me. I spoke with Kelly, who was also a podcast guest, because she took her daughters out of middle school, but they were gone for 6 months. So it made sense for them to homeschool. Since we're only here for a month, I spoke to Hayden's school, and the vice principal there was amazing. And she kind of went through the options with me. Now, what I didn't realize, and I don't know if it's like this in every state, I'm in the States. What I didn't realize was that if I homeschooled Hayden, I would have to take him out of school, like completely drop him. If his place is still open in this class, which I can't see how it wouldn't be in a month, but if his place was still open, then he'd go back into class. But I didn't know that I'd have to unenroll him. So the idea of that, I mean, it was only for a month, and we talked through the options, and we just agreed that I would just take him out of school. So he is going to be truant when we get back. Now, how does that affect me? It only affects me if the school says something, like if the school complains, like I'm compromising my child. So obviously I spoke to the school, and she understood what I was doing, and she was going to explain what I was doing. And she did say that I'm not the only one that does this. So that made me feel good as well, because I had no clue. I'd actually like to meet those other moms, or parents, I shouldn't say moms. But yeah, so since she'd already done this before, and she gave me that look, I'll explain to them what you're doing, that you're not just keeping your kid out of school, that you're actually going to take him to learn in another country. So that's what we're doing. Hayden's teacher was nice enough. She gave us a big packet of math. So he's doing his math every morning. Every day, he writes a paragraph about what we did for the day. So he's getting his English in there as well. He also writes about his lessons that he learned every single day. But I also wanted to make sure that this was resonating with him, to make sure that he understands that this is different, right? It's not wrong, it's just different, but he is learning a different way of life. So he's been keeping a list, and I thought it would be interesting for him to share that list with you so that you can see from a 9-year-old what he thinks is interesting and what he's getting from this. So go for it, Hayden.
You need to go to different stores for different things instead of going to one store for everything.
Yeah, so that was one thing we learned, right? That instead of one big store like what we have in the States, we go to one store for fruit, one store for his notebook paper, and one store for some groceries. So that was one thing he learned.
Soccer is a popular sport in Barcelona.
Soccer is a popular sport in Barcelona. We learned that when we first went to the playground and everybody was playing soccer, right?
There are no screens on the windows.
There are no screens on our windows, at least. So, I don't know how everybody else is, but we don't have any screens, and we're 5 floors up, so a little scary for me.
Elevators are very small in the city. 3 people can barely fit.
Yes, so when my mom first got here, Hayden and I, we only packed for a month since we can do our laundry here. We both only have a carry-on, so nothing, not that big. But the 2 of us with 2 carry-ons barely fit in this elevator. When my mom got here, it was the 2 of us, and she brought a full suitcase. And yeah, we barely fit. So elevators are much smaller here.
The stores are very small, unlike back home.
Yeah, so as you can tell, the stores are a shock for Hayden. Okay, go.
Motorcycles are a very popular vehicle.
Yep, everybody. There's only taxis or motorcycles everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people smoke here.
Yes, we have been introduced to smoking, which we are lucky enough in the States that we don't have to be around smoking anymore. Not here. It definitely hasn't left here.
Romans lived here a long time.
Romans lived here. We went to a town of Girona, which I highly recommend if you ever come here. But yes, he learned that Romans lived here a long time ago.
She loved
her. I do love Girona.
Men are monks, a woman are nuns. They devote their life to God.
Men are monks and women are... So we went to a Montserrat, which is this beautiful monastery on the top of a rock hill. Very pretty.
Mountain.
Okay, go.
The back roads can take you places faster than normal.
So we're learning here, we're back alleys back home that we would never go through. Here, we go down back alleys all the time that will end up opening to a big plaza or a main street, and we're learning that they just kind of take you everywhere, all these back roads.
People in cars go when it's our turn to walk.
Yeah, the people in cars go when it's our turn to walk. So we have a green light that says person to go. And if we don't go fast enough, a car will go right behind us or a car will go right in front of us. So the green light, I don't know, it's a suggestion, I guess. I don't know.
Spanish people are rude because they don't.
Okay, we won't. Okay, there is a story between this, but it is something he learned. So the reason why he wrote Spanish people are rude, and it's not, okay, I don't want to insult anybody, but the reason why we said this is because we were at a grocery store or a supermarket. And there was a guy in front of us, a couple, and she actually filled their cart up to the backs. And when I say fill their carts are still a quarter of the size of they are in the States. Anyway, he was speaking in English with an accent, but he said, how am I supposed to carry all this? You fill this up, but I have to carry it all home. And so we kind of were I was teasing him. And Hayden and I only had two things that time. And so he's like, you can go in front of us. It's okay. And I'm like, oh, don't worry about it because, you know, a lot of people only get two things. So I'm like, don't worry about it. I can wait. He's like, you're American, aren't you? And I said, yes. And he's like, you're too polite. And I said, I am. He said, yes. And I said, oh, okay. I don't know what it is. I said, I just smiled at that. And then he said, go ahead. And I said, okay. Well, then I think since I only had two items, I didn't put them on the thing to scan your groceries. And then cashier got mad at me. And, she was not very happy with me in Spanish. And so he said something in Spanish to her and I said, sorry. And he's like, see, you say sorry too much. Don't say sorry. Don't apologize. So what did Hayden take away from that was that Spanish people are more rude because that we were too polite and we say sorry. So out of that, he got the Spanish people are rude since they thought I was too polite. So there was a funny story with that. And that's what Hayden got out of it.
Girls at the beach don't wear tops and stores close when they're
gone. Yes, so we did go to the beach. I wasn't sure what to expect with that. I didn't know if all women were topless. The beach we went to in Barcelona? No, the beach is called Barceloneta, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, all the women had their tops. What he's referring to is the girls his age did not have tops. So he was quite surprised by that. That the girls were his age were not wearing any tops. And what did you say? Oh, the stores close whenever they want. That is something we are having a difficult time with. I think siesta time is about 2 to 4 here, I think. And the reason why I say I think is because that's when the majority of stores can seem to close. But then some just don't open. We tried to go to this restaurant right next to us 4 different times. Because it was closed. The first time was at 8 o'clock, which we thought that's the normal dinner time. So we thought it would be open. It wasn't. I looked online and it said their hours are till 9. So I don't know why they were closed at 8. The next day we thought we'd be smart and go at 6. They were closed again. So we finally went at 2 o'clock, which I thought was more siesta time, but they were open. So yeah, I don't know. We don't know. It's very random when things close and we just don't get it. And that includes the fact that grocery stores close at siesta time too is very interesting to us. And pharmacies and yeah, interesting. Okay, 2 more.
You have to hang your clothes for them to dry.
Hanging your clothes. We do hang that even in our apartment. And then our last,
Gaudi designs amazing buildings.
Yes, we have seen quite a lot of Gaudi in Hayden. And I both have realized how much we enjoy Gaudi. So that is amazing. So I thought I'd share that with you mainly because I wanted to make sure that, what's that one?
On the street, also known as Kylie.
That's okay.
They have a bike lane.
Yes. So it's because everybody rides a scooter or motorcycle. Or they ride their bikes, and they actually have in the city legit bike lanes that look like they're a car lane, like they're that formal, I guess. So, yes. And the reason why I shared that with you, hopefully you found that interesting. I want to Hayden read all that stuff for you to see that this is the stuff that he's learning. And we've been here 2.5 weeks now. And at first, he was like, oh, man, Mom, I have to write this. But I'm so glad I did it because it's forcing him to think about the differences. It's forcing him to think about what he's learning and it's keeping it fresh in mind. So he's thinking about, what am I going to write about today? So I highly recommend it. But the point is, too, that the kids do soak up a lot of things. And I think if anybody does this again, that that is the best thing I've ever done, because he's keeping where, like, he'll write about things and go, oh, I got to write that down later. Or we'll talk about it. Hey, do you have anything for today? That's a good thing to think about. So hope you enjoyed that. And the one other thing I was going to say before was that when I first told people that I was going to do this for a month, and again, a month, you would think I was leaving forever, but my family, I actually used to live in Australia for 3 years. So I think my immediate family, they're like, okay, Erica, it's the way you are. So they didn't bat an eye. My friends, though, those were the ones that, for the most part, were just like, are you crazy? And it's interesting. I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of great people, a lot of great guests on having this podcast. And I've become good friends with a couple of them. But Kelly McIntyre, who did the sabbatical with her daughters, she said, don't worry, Erica, that's what I got as well. And so it did make me feel better, because I guess I knew in my heart that this was going to be a great thing for Hayden, but to be questioned so much, you had to be prepared for that part of it, because then you start to question, am I doing the right thing? Am I not thinking about something? So you do have to be prepared for that. And I did think that, but it didn't ever sway me, because I knew before, I knew in my gut, this was what I wanted to do. I knew in my gut that this was the right thing to do. But to explain myself to people, I found myself more getting irritated or avoiding those people. There was a mom that I saw at one of Hayden's friend's moms, and I saw her twice, and I found myself kind of brushing her off, because if you have to explain why, then they don't get it anyway. Or even if you explain it, then, I mean, she's just like, yeah, but he's going to miss school. Yeah, but why do you have to go that long? Yeah, but so people that ask me that, they don't get it, and they don't want to get it. And the interesting part, though, is that she's from another country, so you would think she would get it. But no, I realized more and more that, and that's why I started this podcast, right? That's why I started writing children's books about other countries, because more and more people, especially Americans, I'm gonna focus this on Americans, because it seems to be more Americans that just don't understand or grasp what they're missing by not experiencing other cultures and taking their kids with them. I mean, look at that list. Look at that list that Hayden wrote. I mean, he's 9, and these are all the things that he's learning. So is that important? Yeah, I think it's important for him to learn that there's a different way of life in this world, that there's a different way of doing things, that we're not all the same, to be accepting of our differences. That's why I do this. If you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you until you do it yourself. So I hope those people listen to this podcast and you know, that's why I started writing about countries for children, because I wanted them to think, ooh, maybe one day I'll go to that country, or ooh, I didn't know they did things like that. Anyway, that's the part that you have to be prepared for when you do something like this. The school, Hayden's school, overall was supportive. I know that one of the admins made a comment that at first I was kind of upset over, which was, well, yeah, you can do this, but you're going to be truant and he's going to miss the instruction of his teacher. So it wasn't exactly positive, but then I just had to tell myself, okay, that's his job. And in my heart, I knew, yes, he's going to miss the instruction of his teacher for 3 weeks, but look what he's getting out of it, right? Look what he's getting out of it. Yes, I will take that chance. So luckily, one of the other women I spoke with at the school, she was just like, go for it, go do it. This is going to be amazing. So that made me feel better. And his teacher, she's been really supportive as well. So anyway, it's with the schools, I think it's going to be mixed. I mean, they might not be all gung-ho because they might not get it. But at the same time, I guess I'm just saying this. So it's like, don't expect them to be, wow, this is great. If you get it, great. But or in my case, I had one that wasn't, one that was, just be prepared for that as well. So anyway, as I wrap this up, how's it going so far? Like I said, Hayden, he was great while we were doing all the touristy stuff. As it slowed down, that's when it started to hit him. Like, you know, he has his his little girlfriend at home, and every time he seems to talk to her, he seems to get homesick even more. But then he gets out of it. You know, we still argue. Nothing changes. I'm still a mom here. He's still a 9-year-old child. Nothing changes. We still, you know, I'm still after him for not having manners or not listening. None of that changes, no matter what country you're in. And so just remember that it's I'm not doing this because it's necessarily easier. I'm still a parent, just in another country. I'm just in another country. I get to enjoy another country while I'm doing it. You know, like I said, meeting the other, I wasn't really prepared for Hayden to be so anxious with meeting other children because he's a pretty outgoing kid. So I didn't think about how, it's funny, when he was younger, he, you know, I talk about this before, but, you know, he met this Chinese boy in an airport in China and they didn't speak the language, but they played and it was great. You didn't question it. I don't know if it was because it's younger, now he's older, that he's more intimidated by it, but that I think is my, that was my only focus now, is meeting someone so that, again, that's still experiencing the culture, that's still helping him to enjoy his experience more. So I think I didn't put much weight on that. So I would recommend that for anyone doing this. He loves the Spanish classes, absolutely loves them. I think it's awesome that we walk 40 minutes each way just to get there. And it's become, it's just a part of our day. It's a part of getting out, and he loves it. And honestly, from this experience, so we are, like I said, we're coming on to our end of our third week, and I think a month is perfect. I really do. I am, now not to say that I wouldn't go to another country after this. I do miss a lot of things about home. I will say the hardest thing about going home for me is I don't want to go back into the routine of life. And that's why I think I could see being a digital nomad 100%. Because I don't, all I keep thinking about, and this is why Hayden said it's going to be like we were never here as well, because he was thinking as soon as we get back home, it's going to be back into waking up at a certain time, going to school, picking you up, doing your homework, going to this thing, going to that thing, doing this, the routine of life, right? Out here, we don't have that. So that's the only part I'm not looking forward to going home. And I could honestly do this. I think a month is perfect. It gives us enough time to really experience the city. I really do feel that way. But yeah, that's our experience so far. So I hope you kind of got something from this. And I hope if you're considering it, that, you know, feel free to give me ask any questions. I know all the guests I've had on my show that have done sabbatical or lived in another country, they're all willing to answer questions as well. But if this is something you are considering, please reach out to me. And thank you for listening.
Okay, well, if you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us on Facebook at Planes, Trains, Kids Abroad to get updates on upcoming podcasts, share your own overseas travel adventures, or ask questions from other parents who have traveled abroad. If you would like to join me as a guest on the show, please sign up at planestrainskidsabroad.com and help me to inspire other families to experience their own overseas travel adventures. I want to thank you for listening to the show and thank Ray Ortiz for providing music for the show. Until next time!